What do you think of the cutlery?
I love that spoon. It's like a tie-dye spoon.
I've actually got used to the fact that it's 1,000 different colours. Yeah, I don't really use much of the cutlery in this house.
Really? Why?
I just haven't been here that much. And there's other cutlery that isn't rainbow coloured.
You use that?
I use that. It's sort of marble handled.
Do you not have the gold cutlery that I got you, like a king?
No, we've left that unopened because there's so much cutlery already and it looks too nice to use.
Why would I even buy it for you
then? Well, we use it for dinner parties and special occasions.
Can you have a dinner party, please?
Okay.
I would love to come to a dinner party here. Helen, can you have a dinner party?
Sorry?
Can you have a dinner party?
I want to have a dinner party.
Okay, great, yeah. We'll have a dinner party.
She said she wants to have a dinner party, if you didn't hear that.
If you didn't hear through the wall.
We've sent Helen away.
We had to send Helen away so we could focus. She has to sit next door.
Yeah, she's watching Real Housewives, I think.
Yeah. Have you ever watched it?
No, I haven't. But I'm sure I'd enjoy it.
I think you'd actually really enjoy it because you would get really into the drama. And at the moment, it is crazy. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is crazy. Erica Girardi, so her husband, Tom, is like a very high up lawyer in Beverly Hills. So like... And he's like 80 and they married when she was like 29 or something.
Okay.
So there's a 30-year age difference. So
good
she's
stuff.
Just turned 50. He's 80.
Hope for us all.
They're getting divorced.
Right.
And so he is, one of the biggest lawyers. And he has all these legal lawsuits against him because allegedly he stole all this money from victims of these like big crashes. He was actually the lawyer in Erin Brockovich. And so he stole all this money allegedly from, because he likes to sue people.
Was he the bad lawyer in Erin Brockovich or the good guy?
I think he was the good guy in it, but now it seems he's a bad guy. But he's saying, or his team are saying, that he has allegedly, I'm really worried he's going to sue me. That's why I keep saying allegedly, because he's such a good lawyer.
He can't sue you from there.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
What if he joined the Patreon and then he found out and then he
sued
me?
What if?
Oh my, I don't need that right now. And so he is being taken down because he stole from all these victims, allegedly, millions of dollars that was meant to go allegedly into a fund. And so the fund is care of the lawyer, but he took all the money, allegedly.
Yeah.
And Erica Girardi lived a very allegedly lavish lifestyle where she allegedly went on tour as a character called The Pretty Mess.
She's an actress.
She's a singer and actress. She was in Chicago on Broadway, allegedly.
And she, no, she was on that.
she sings a song.
She was definitely on that, yeah.
It's expensive to be me.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Right.
It's absolute chaos. And so she's saying she didn't know any of this, but then they're allegedly, and then their money is
stop,
all...
Stop it.
I have to say allegedly, or I'm going to get
You've
sued by Tom Girardi. He's
all
from Erin Brockovich.
She's
a very good
allegedly.
Lawyer. And so all that, and then so they're getting divorced. She's saying she has no money, allegedly, because he's taking all the money. She's saying she didn't know anything about it. She said that allegedly his mental health was bad. And that then in the last episode...
I can't concentrate because he keeps saying allegedly.
Allegedly, it played out that he got thrown from a car near their house.
Allegedly.
And then she allegedly found him at the bottom of a cliff 8 hours later. But they had also phoned her and then she cried and there was like tears down her face, allegedly. And it was just chaos.
This sounds like a crazy soap from the 80s.
But it's real
but
and
it's
you're
real,
watching
yeah.
it happen and you don't know but if her tears are real or if her tears
but it's
are
constructed
fake
reality,
or what
isn't
she
it?
Knows.
So how much
no,
of
this
it?
Is literally playing out in the press right now.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. So she could go to jail. She could lose everything. They had millions. They lived in like one of the best houses in Beverly Hills.
Allegedly.
Like, allegedly. And she allegedly lost it all. And now she's like, my house is so tiny. It was still a really nice house.
Okay.
But... It's
right, well,
crazy, Snow. You'd love it.
That is allegedly the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Allegedly.
Summed up very briefly by Harriet Kemsley. That's
just
one,
a quick little brief.
That's
recap,
how, many how many series in are you?
This is, I think, like season 13 or something.
13?
There's
you
a lot of seasons.
You fucking plow through these. You absolutely
I
do it.
I love them. I don't like the English ones. The English ones seem really fake and they're like, the American ones
just
are wild.
So Bobby and I spent a few days together last week filming in Coventry, and every photo that he or I received from Harriet was from exactly the same position on the sofa over the course of 3 days. So she has her spot. She sinks into that.
Once you're in,
the
it's
dog
hard
is
to get
there,
up.
And then Housewives is on, and then that's her life at the moment.
It's really true.
Except for getting up briefly to answer the door to collect that hat that I got her sent.
Yes, Sunil sent me a hat. What does everyone think? There were options of hats.
We've all tried it on, and it is baggy on everyone. It is baggy on everyone's head.
Everyone's so rude about it. Elliot, it comes down over Elliot's ears.
To be fair, you've got a lot of hair under it. You've bunched your hair
up. It's all flattened.
It's a big head then.
I've got a big head. This is like the loosest setting. That my lisp really struggled with that
of
phrase.
Of course, last week I was working with
Bobby
and Maxine Peak, who said...
A bit of a name drop there, sorry.
And she said she was saying that, you know, she was worried about hats because she feels her head is too big for most hats.
I think me and Maxine Peake could be friends then, because we have a lot in common, big heads.
Big heads, and that's it.
She said that's
where did
about
the conversation
it.
Go after that?
Well, Bobby said that he accidentally threw a bread roll at her tits.
Yeah, her vagina.
And her vagina, so yeah. I'd probably apologise for that.
Yeah, so part
it was,
of the scene.
It was filming, it wasn't just in a cafeteria or something.
Bobby and I were playing masked robbers, so I had to drive a milk float with Bobby in the back.
Yeah, he said he nearly went at one point.
I braked real hard.
He was
this
40-year-old
milk
back.
Float. Yeah, and he was just standing in the back with a mask on, couldn't see I couldn't see anything. I had to take my glasses off, so I couldn't see anything while driving.
What were you playing, like the Stinky Boys or something? That's what you were called?
We were playing Dirty Old Men.
Dirty Old Men.
No, but we were disguised, so I was the policeman and he was the mayor of the town.
Mayor.
Mayor.
He got really annoyed when I called him that because I was like, but you're the mayor and your surname is Mayor.
Yeah.
And then he was like, no one says Brad Pitt's name when he's playing a character. But I was like, you're still Mayor. And he was like, no one says he's Pitt.
Can you imagine a scenario in which Bobby runs for local office?
I would love it. He would get so angry about tiny details and then would be so flippant about the big picture things.
It's like when he's giving a speech, his voice modulates in so many different directions.
Yes. We actually, we filmed something last week and he started it. It was very funny, but he started it at, I would say, 11 on the voice modulation scale. And he was yelling from the beginning, and halfway through I was like, Bobby, I had to stop the, in the middle of the recording and be like, you have to take it down a bit. Like, you've got nowhere to go. Like, this is too much. And he was like, I can't stop. I have voice modulation issues once I start. And then I was like, you need to see a voice therapist. And he was like, you need to see a therapist.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
And anyway, so it was very extreme. But he absolutely, it was his absolute dream that you were trapped with him for days.
We had fun. We made new friends as well. Yeah, we were working with Rob Carter as well, who was lovely.
I like Rob,
really funny. Barney Fishwick, very, very funny as well.
Yeah, I don't think I know him.
Well, we've invited him around to your garden for some drinks.
Oh, really? Nice. That'd be nice. Yeah.
It's fun. It was a really nice week working with Bobby. Staying in the Hilton.
He was so happy. Like, he was just like, it was his dream. Like,
first night there, we went to Pizza Hut.
You went to Pizza Hut, which I was really jealous about because neither of you have ever taken me to Pizza Hut, and I love the Ice Cream Factory. And Pizza Hut was my original favourite before Pizza Express came to town.
Is the Ice Cream Factory vegan, though?
I'm not being vegan at the moment. Yes, I can hear the drilling. Sunil lives above a building site, and I haven't been to the flat before, so I walked into the building site like, hello. I walked in and I walked around the corner and it's literally
to
a building
Albanian
site,
lads.
And I was like, this is mad that you live here. And then the guy was like, hello.
It's been empty for a couple of years and they started renovations yesterday.
To celebrate
absolutely
your
absolutely infuriating. Oh, here we go.
It's really loud. Yeah, it's really loud.
Of course, today's a very important episode because we need to talk about my personal training.
Yes, we must talk about it.
Oh, God. All right.
Go on then.
Had my first ever personal training session. Never been in a gym before. Went to a personal trainer because I thought, like, I'll go to one of those trainers that has their own studio so I don't have to do press-ups in front of people.
Yes. Privacy, you know. You don't want people recognizing you.
Should have gone
to... Is that the vagina doctor from that show? Something like that, you know?
watch This Way Up on Channel 4. I'll be on there playing a vagina doctor. I'll be playing Sharon Horgan's vagina doctor, which is available now on All 4. Is it a 4OD?
I don't know what it is.
Whatever.
It's one of those, yeah.
I thought you were going to say something, Elliot. All four. Right,
all four.
What are you pointing at?
Pigeon. What?
Right.
Oh my God, I thought you meant there was a pigeon in the room. I thought there was going to be a pigeon attack.
There's a pigeon in the room. Imagine if there's a fucking pigeon flying about in here. If we captured that on film, it'd be incredible.
Oh my God. That would boost the Patreon figures for sure.
But anyway, I should have gone to see the studio before I paid up front for 20 hours of...
Oh dear, is it a very sparse studio?
It's an open shop unit that people can look in.
Oh no! Where is it?
Because I saw it on Google Maps. It's I'm not going to tell everyone.
No, but what street's it on, and what time
I don't know.
Are you
I don't actually know the name of the street.
But if I wanted to, Bobby actually got me one of those chairs that you take to a festival and you can set up anywhere, so I could bring the chair and I could just sit and I could have a sandwich and I
there's
could watch you.
There's
in
posters
the...
in the window, so you can't really see, but it's basically like
you just see your head sweating on the posters.
I saw it on Google. And I was like, all right, that's the front, must be the office, and then the workout studio in the back. Other way around, he's got the office in the back. Anyway, so I had to go there yesterday for my initial fitness assessment, which is basically circuits.
What did
for
he
realise?
Very unfit. Was that the
assessment? I told him, like, oh, I can't move, I feel weak. And then we did the assessments and he was like, it's actually fine. Like, it's not terrible. It's not as bad as I've seen. I've seen way worse. But I got through it and, like, I was, like, feeling pretty good after it. Bit, like, light. Everything hurt a bit. But today, in pieces.
Helen says you can't get up from that chair, and to be fair, I haven't seen you get up the whole time
we've
been here.
It's so hard, like my back hurts, my thighs hurt so much.
Because you've never moved those muscles before.
I have
You've never used them. It's a new muscle, so it doesn't know what to do.
It's a new muscle.
It's like, what the fuck is happening? This has never happened before. We usually just sit quietly.
Yeah, to be fair, it is that, yeah. But yeah, so I've got...
What moves did you do?
Oh, just, you know, like burpees.
Burpees?
Press-ups, sit-ups, star jumps.
I would love to see you do a burpee.
Just jumps and then kettlebell swings, planks.
I bet you get about this much off the ground when you do a star jump. I can't imagine you propel yourself in any way.
No, like least effort possible, yeah. and I kept getting it wrong because I didn't know where... Is it feet out and hands together or the other way around? I couldn't figure it out.
Well, obviously, yeah, feet out, arms out, and then you put them in at the top.
Yeah, I kept mixing it up, kept getting it wrong. I had to start again.
Do you think you have dyspraxia?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you might. Well, no, you're just not used to movement.
What if I'm a high-functioning dyspraxic?
At 40. Movement.
High-functioning dyspraxic.
Stop saying high-functioning. Like, that's a bit cruel.
No, it's like people that are like high-functioning psychopaths, which is that, like,
I'd say you're
they
that,
pretend
yeah.
they're not.
Yeah, I'd say you're that.
Definitely. No, I'm not a psychopath.
No, I'd go with that, yeah.
I've actually got a lot of empathy, which is why I don't accept any of your bullshit.
That means you have very little empathy.
No, it's like I empathise, but I'm like, get over it.
You empathise with yourself?
Mm.
You have a lot of empathy for yourself, like a psychopath. Stop laughing. Okay, so you did burpees. Oh my God. But you did say we were going to do it together, so I think it is
Yeah, but the
rude.
Thing is, you're supposed to both have like similar, like we're not very close together in terms of, like I'm very unfit.
I'm quite fit. So yeah, you're right. It wouldn't work. It couldn't work.
We haven't got the same goals.
What do you want?
Get fucking jacked.
So no, if you get
if I get jacked, it'd be weird.
Who's that actor, Kumail
Nanjiani?
Yeah, who's just
he's definitely
suddenly
on steroids.
Overnight
that is
became
steroids,
like
though.
Huge.
That is steroids.
I think you should take steroids.
You have to at a certain age.
Really?
Yeah, because like you can't build as much muscle.
I took steroids for my my nose infection.
Different steroids.
And you're drinking protein.
Yeah, like no one advised me to. the trainer was like, he said, let's have a chat about nutrition. I thought, here we go. He'll tell me to buy a load of protein. Brilliant. He was like, just eat three meals a day. Make sure they're the size of two fistfuls.
What if they're all choco cereal?
Yeah, that's what I didn't,
you didn't
get
mention
to the bottom
that.
Of.
Yeah.
But he was like, it's just about portions and that. And I was like, oh, that's too simple.
Three meals a day. What about snacks? What about pudding? You've got to have a pudding and a snack. Or
you simply must have a pudding. You'll need an hour for lunch and a pudding.
Yes, I really believe in that.
No, so I mean, yeah, it's interesting. Like, because walking out of there, the last thing I wanted to do was to have any snacks or puddings because I was like, I've just done that.
Really?
I don't have to. But then that'll change after a few sessions.
The thing is, you have one or two Kit Kats and then you've wasted the whole thing.
I would never have a Kit Kat again.
What? So no, you always go in so hard, like as if this is, but. You will have a Kit Kat again.
I will never.
In fact, I think you'll have one this evening.
I'll have one this evening now. You put the thought in my head.
Yeah.
Well, Helen bought me some Reese's Pieces, so I'll probably have them later.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have them in your
Well,
porridge.
I might do. I'm just like, yeah.
It's really good. I think it's great. Stick with what you're doing.
20 sessions.
20 you've bought. When's the next one?
Tomorrow.
Where is it again?
Same place.
What time is it?
A different time.
I really want to come and watch.
You can't watch.
It would be a good bonus for Patreon viewers where they
no.
can watch you do a workout.
Absolutely
it would be
not.
Really good. I think people would
absolutely
like that.
Absolutely watch it. Well, oh my God, no way. I can't actually do a full press up. Elliot's got a question.
Yes, Elliot.
I have a proposal.
Yeah.
If we ever go into lockdown again, you have to do a workout video.
if we're going to lockdown, work out video for Patreons.
Right. Well, yeah, fingers crossed the government sort themselves out. Yeah, otherwise, we're doing a workout video.
Coronavirus disappears. No, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's so exciting. So you're going to do one a week, two a week. You should probably do three a week if you really want to see results.
Well, apparently I've got to do two a week with him and then two a week at home.
Yeah, it's the home one. But have you done any at home? No.
No, because it's like hard to get privacy, isn't it?
Yeah, I can see that. You should walk though, or something. You should be walking.
I do walk.
Where did you walk today?
Today I walked around Camberwell.
Coffee shop with Red.
Yeah.
Doesn't count.
It does count.
How many steps did you do? It's good where you live. You've got a lot near here.
6,400.
Oh, actually, that's very good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Sorry, I assumed you hadn't left the chair.
Have you?
See how many I've done.
Probably nothing because you got an Uber here.
Let's see how many. Get that smile of your face. 803 steps.
803 steps.
It's and now it's 4 o'clock.
4 p.m.
So I think I'll do a solid 30 more.
How did you do that? Oh, but you don't have an Apple Watch. That couldn't be as accurate.
It hasn't. It can't. Less. It can't.
You've done 803 steps with the phone.
Yeah.
Have you thought about getting a tracker?
I do have a watch thing, but I keep forgetting to charge it. That's the problem. You have to charge them. I'd like one that you don't have to charge, but that's just a regular watch, and then it doesn't count your steps, so it's pointless.
Can you tell the patrons about the housewarming gift you got me?
I got another housewarming gift, and I completely forgot it. I feel so stupid. You just tell me what it is. But I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah, that's fine.
I can show you a picture of it.
Well, that'll ruin it, then.
Okay. It's. Do you have a mug here?
My own mug? I've got one mug here.
What mug is it?
It's just a standard mug.
Well, I got you a great mug. It's a really good mug. So now you've got your own really good mug.
What and is it?
It has medium or large. I picked large.
What is it?
It's pink and it has cats as sushi. And so it has loads of different cats and then they're all sushi. So you have a cat and then it's like a cat face. And then on its back, it's like a salmon. It's a little sushi cat.
That's quite fun. I'm looking forward to that.
You're going to love it. And it's large. You can get a really big drink because I know you like a big drink. And then that can be your mug.
Yeah, that's nice. Thank you. Looking forward to that. Loads. Where did you get it from?
Sushi.
What made you think of me when you saw that?
I just thought Sunil's going to love this. It's sushi cats.
All right. No, thanks. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Can I bring it though. Over?
Yeah, I know. It's really annoying. When will I see you? I'll give it to you. Oh, Saturday, maybe.
Saturday. I'll see you Saturday.
Yeah, I give it to Saturday.
Thanks.
Yeah, so that's exciting. I actually heard something about you that I wanted to discuss that I learned from my little mole, Bobby Mayer, after his
what
week
a little
away
mole
with you.
Bobby Mayer is.
Little mole. I learned about your amateur dramatics as a...
Have I never told you that?
Boy, I thought you knew about that. Us. And Elliot's excited because
my Amdram years.
What role did you play in a Shakespeare classic?
Yeah, this is like when I was about 11 or 12. No, even younger maybe. And my dad sent me to a theatre group, like a youth theatre. Like without even telling me he booked it in. It was on a Saturday and he said, right, get on the bus, go to the Theatre Royal.
Because he thought you were shy.
He thought I was too shy.
Theatre Royal Bath Youth Club.
Yeah, the Euston Studio, I think. And it was called Just Good Friends. That was the theatre.
That's really that weird for children.
That was the
that's
youth
a really
theatre.
Weird
Just
for
Good
children.
Friends. And I don't know, I think it was maybe like 5 weeks, 6 weeks or something. And I played Romeo in Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo in Romeo and Juliet.
Well, I've told
it's
this story
the
before.
Funniest thing to try and imagine.
Why is that funny?
Because I just can't imagine you putting any heart into it. Juliet's on the balcony. You're like, just fucking calm down, Juliet. I'm tired. I just want to sit down. If you're going to come down.
I think I was Romeo because I was the tallest boy there.
Wow.
Yeah, I was a pretty tall boy. I was the tallest boy for a bit. And then I became medium-sized boy.
Yeah.
And it was a real fall
then
from
no
grace.
No more Romeo.
But yeah, I did that. And then I was not interested in acting at all.
Yeah.
And then the next thing I did
until
was...
Until you were 40 and then... No. The
and then
vagina
I was,
doctor everywhere.
When I was about 14, I played... we did a school... We were allowed to pick our own plays. Mm. And I had the scripts for Red Dwarf. And I played Holly, the dead monotone computer.
The perfect role for you.
The perfect
literally,
role.
You
didn't have to be on stage.
So well at 40.
Off stage with a microphone. Just deadpanning it. Absolutely loved it. But then I had absolutely no interest in acting.
I also did Romeo and Juliet.
What did you play?
I was Juliet, but it was with the all-girls school. So my Juliet was my Romeo was a girl called Rebecca.
Was she taller than you?
No, she was shorter than me. And I really wanted it. It was at the age when I did want it to be a boy. And it wasn't. It was Rebecca.
It's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah. For you? Oh my god, Elliot's been Romeo as well.
We're all meant to be here.
Whoa. What a little Shakespeare coven.
Yeah, yours was at school.
Mm.
Where was yours, Elliot?
The Royal Shakespeare
at school. The Royal. It was a school drama club. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I didn't really join the school drama. But
you didn't need school. You got the Bath Theatre Royal.
The Ustinov Studio at the Bath Theatre Royal, actually.
What's Ustinov?
Peter Ustinov.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's weird. Like, I had absolutely no interest in drama, no interest in acting, because, like, I just wasn't interested in the plays and stuff, I think.
Yeah.
And then my school did a play of... it was a... What's the Norwegian writer?
Norwegian? Do you mean Chekhov?
No, not Chekhov. Ibsen. Norwegian, Swedish. Or Danish.
I think he's Swedish, yeah.
And they did Enemy of the People. And I really enjoyed that. That was a formative experience, I think,
quite
for me.
Quite bleak. I think that's probably what you liked about it.
I don't think it was bleak. I thought it was really interesting.
Yeah, well, it was about interpretation, but...
What's it about?
I don't know that one. I know Hedda Gabler.
No, I don't know that one. But Enemy of the People was like... It was the first time I'd ever seen or heard anything dramatic that made me see the world in a different way. It's quite interesting.
Wow. Yeah. It changed you forever.
It changed, not changed me, but gave me a different viewpoint on things. Yeah.
Wow.
There was that, and then a book that I'd read that my dad made me read, which was Our Man in Havana, the Graham Greene book.
I like Graham Greene.
Yeah. And it was that book was like just a really interesting viewpoint as well. I think those two things around that time probably have shaped me more than any other sort of literature or drama.
Graham Greene wrote that book that I always talk about, that you never know what it is, where the man goes and then he gets trapped in the place. We've been through this before, but it's really good.
Well, if anyone knows which Graham Greene book that is, where the man goes and then he gets trapped in the place.
It's really scary and he can't leave. And then it ends.
Where is the place?
It's like Africa? In a jungle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Man for All Seasons?
I don't know what it is, but it's really scary. There's a film of it as well. Maybe it's not Graham Greene. There's another book. I know I really like a book by Graham Greene.
One of his best ones, I think the funniest ones, is Travels with My Aunt. That's good.
I haven't read that. It's not that.
Okay. Well, they've made that into a film as well. You don't look up the plot of the book by typing in Man Goes to a Place and get stuck.
No, I know I typed in Graham Greene.
He's done so many books. He used to write books, he'd write books that he was interested in. And then when he went in to write a book that he thought would sell, he just took a load of barbiturates and knocked it out.
Yeah, he wrote Brighton Rock, The End of the Affair, Third Man.
So a lot of those were like books he called like entertainments, I think. And so he just knocked back a load of like barbiturates, amphetamines. He got really high and just wrote them.
I don't know. I just quickly tell you, me and Bobby have been trying to get life insurance.
Yeah. God.
And this poor guy called Carl called me, and you have to go through all these questions.
Yeah.
And I think no one has ever answered them honestly before, but because we talk so much in comedy about things, and there's so much that I felt I had to answer all of them correctly.
Very honestly, yeah.
So they were like, he was like, have you ever done amphetamines? Yes.
Yeah, but why did you? Why? Because they're now going to be like, they're going to do it again. They're going to take amphetamines again.
No, but I was like, years. And then they're like, do you take them weekly? And then it's like, it's either naught or one. And I'm like, no, I haven't. But then it like looks like I take them weekly. And then they're like, what about magic mushrooms? And I had to say yes. Then they're like, did you have any bad effects after magic mushrooms? And I was like, if anything, it made things better, Carl.
Yeah, but
like,
do you think that people that take magic mushrooms might live longer? So it might help.
I don't think Carl saw it like that. Poor Carl.
Poor
and then
Carl.
It went into things like, have you ever had like suicidal thoughts ever?
Yeah.
And then it was like, well, yes, Carl, I have. And then Carl asked me all these questions about it, and it was so intense, and he was so uncomfortable, and he was just like, I'm really sorry, I just have to ask you more questions about this. And then he finished me and he had to call Bobby.
Oh my god.
Poor Carl.
Oh my god. But imagine like all those questions have a mathematical table behind them showing that if you said yes or no,
yes,
you have this, this is how long you'll live.
Yes.
That's insane, isn't it?
It's mad.
Like, what else would there be? Like, if you have suicide, yeah, that's weird that they've turned it into like an algorithm or like equations.
It's crazy. And there was, and it was just so uncomfortable, and it went on for so long, and I don't think we're gonna be able to afford life insurance, basically. I think
can you get a life insurance where you don't have to answer any questions?
I guess there might be one, yeah. Yeah. The thing is, it's like, it does work out that it seems like a good peace of mind thing, and I worked out the maths behind it, and you end up paying like significantly less than what yeah. you'd get if something was to happen, but I don't know.
What do you mean? You pay...
Well, like, over the years, yeah. you pay much less than you would get out, whereas there's some where it's like you can pay an amount, and then if something happens, you get some money, but like that kind of covers it. You might as well just save that money rather right, than okay, put yeah. it in.
But that's the same with most insurance, apparently.
Yeah.
Because they're obviously making money out of it.
Yeah.
So the idea is you should just put that money into a bank account.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, I think we might have to do that because I think we scared yeah. Carl.
It's like a car insurance. If you just put that in the bank account, that would cover any accidents.
Well, this is basically what happens with the dog. Like, it's like 50 quid a month to insure
it's
my
pet
dog.
Pet insurance.
Yeah, but then we've had things like with the cat where it was like thousands of pounds.
Yeah, no, it's
so
well worth it.
It's crazy.
So then you have to worry about like any illness and just take it to the vet whenever you want.
Yeah, just be like, get sick whenever you want.
Yeah,
Sunny,
do it. Like, if anything, just be sick a bit more.
Be sick a bit more. Yeah, like I took him to the vet and then... I was like, I think there's something wrong. Like, he's like, I can tell he's sad and, you know, he's not doing well. And she was like, fucking Cavapoo woman. And then she was just like,
she must get
he's fine. Out. He's like, literally fine. And there was a dog, like, literally vomiting up its guts in the reception. And she was like, your dog is fine. And I was like, but I think he's a bit sad. And then she was like, he's
you
fine.
Took your dog I've done all the. He thought it was a bit sad.
No, he was like being a bit weird and he kept like going, like, meh, like a bit like Helen, like making those like whimpering noises.
Oh,
and
right.
he doesn't usually do that. Like,
yeah.
Helen does it, but
he's
he
testing
doesn't.
You out.
Yeah, anyway, 100
and he's
quid
got
later,
the best of you. He got the best of you months
yeah,
ago.
Yeah. He runs the
he's
house.
He's really got more confident recently.
Pretty confident.
Very, very bouncy.
Really bouncy fun boy.
He's a very bouncy fun
Bobby
boy.
Bobby keeps coming downstairs naked and he's going to bite his penis and it's like Bobby likes the risk of it and it's too, I can't handle it. I get so cross and I'm like, leave. I can't deal with this.
That's why you get your own house so you can walk around naked.
I don't want him naked. I'm like, you're not allowed to sit on any furnishings.
Oh yeah.
No bareback.
No bareback furnishings.
No. And it makes me so upset that people must do that and I've never even thought about it.
When I lived on my own, I didn't walk around naked.
Thank good. Yeah, because you were never nude. Wait, did we start
oh,
that
we started about
yeah,
that, didn't we?
Started a rumor
never
about
nude.
That.
Did
you
ever
hear
that?
About it? I
no,
didn't
never
start
got
it.
Back
somebody
to me.
Else started it, but did you hear about it?
Rumors never come back to you. They get talked about when you're not.
So you've never heard about that before?
Well, no. No one would say I've heard
okay,
this rumor.
Okay, there's a rumor
about
you about being never nude.
Never nude.
Anyway, okay, that's the end of the Patreon episode. Thank you so much, everybody. Snell's never nude. And we'll see you soon. Who started it?
If we get to 1,000 subscribers, I'll join only... No, I won't.
And then an always nude.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. See you soon. Bye.